And the boy Creole down here, they got that all upset. That's supposed to be black and white, but it's old time white French people.
Yeah.
Huguenots and all that. The Huguenots were the Protestant French in
that's
the
right.
Alma. Yeah, Huguenots was Protestant. He had a big war about that one time, Joan of Arc, but that was in Paris, but it was a world affair. And so there, that Creole don't go, but they're quite, they educated down Cleveland Avenue, and they're kind of reddish, you know, and they're not as antagonistic as the black.
Mm-hmm.
They fight when they have to for things. That school board now, they're having a pickle with them. They took the white and the black the school members, teachers together. And I think it's good in a way, because these black people really fight and get their way, you know, so it's going to help the white teachers too. And
yeah.
Our governor's fighting him. He ain't doing right. He promised to give him a raise, and he passes the legislature on him. He don't give it to him. They're mad with him now. They went down on a strike the other day. They had it in the paper, all the hundreds of, up to Baton Rouge, to the Capitol.
Yeah.
They don't do right in politics, that's right. They always get in trouble. That's politics.
Mm-hmm.
But that with Kennedy and that's politics, so that's why I don't like it to go through. I really feel bad about that.
Well, I told you that politics...
I'll ask God to change my mind, and I'll trust you.
You trust me?
You trust me, and if something happens up there, I'll go after you. I ain't got much money, but I'll borrow it. But I mean, I'll be like it, you know.
I told you.
If I get in trouble, you'll get in trouble, and I don't want that to happen, see?
Okay. Since you don't understand what it is, I'll give you my word, and I'll
yeah.
Trust.
No, I think that's really stirring up trouble. They send you all innocently down here and tell you one thing, and then they're gonna publish it. You see that?
Just you said you all.
Yeah, one time. That's the first one.
No, I'm just kidding you.
No, but it comes into your language. You can't help but once in a while.
Sure.
All of you, I should have said. Oh, you caught me there. I don't care. We're none of us without a mistake.
That's the truth. Well, listen.
Remember that and tell them up there. Make them laugh.
This area down here was called what? I say you all the time. Don't you worry about
it. Well, don't use that correct English. Somebody, some highfalutin professor, somebody, and you'll be embarrassed, so don't use that much incorrect English. But education wasn't too much in the United States. They were bent on establishing a free America, and the Constitution brings all that in, you know, and some of them wasn't educated. All rich people, it was a different class. They were poor. They come away, they gave their last dollar, they gave their blood to get America, and now it's getting kicked around. It's really pitiful. So that word, it comes from that illiterate son. I don't think they should be made fun of. They were dedicated Americans. But it comes into your language unconsciously at times. Not that you don't speak correct English.
Yes, ma'am.
I wasn't educated in college, but I'll put my little education up against any college degree, because we had dedicated teachers in those days, and they really helped the pupils to learn things, you know. Now it's just a paycheck. They don't care how if they don't soak in their brain, they don't care. But these teachers were really dedicated.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go to public school before you went to college?
I sure did, and I saw my public school just go down the pipe.
Yeah, they were good though, those schools, I'm telling you. The teachers were dedicated people, even down to sewing. We had took a sewing course, and I sewed up something one day, a zipper or something, and I had the scissors in my lap, and it accidentally snipped a piece right alongside the zipper, and all the ladies was telling me how to darn that. So the teacher come along, and she